In Europe.
Really?
Our whole itinerary.
Yeah?
Listen to this. London, Paris, Venice, Holland, the Riviera, Madrid.
Oh, my. I can't believe we're really going.
Neither can I, but we're practically on our way. Mother said she'd stay with the baby while we were gone.
Oh, aren't mothers wonderful?
Oh, they sure are. She's taking an auto trip through New England with a chum of hers, but she said she'd be here the day before we leave. She's so cute. She said they had no idea where they were going, but when they came to an intersection, they were just going to flip a coin.
Oh, mother. The coin won't be the only thing in that car that's flipped.
Hi.
Hi.
Ricky home yet?
Not yet, no. What's that?
Fred, what are you doing with our old vaudeville truck?
Well, as long as I'm Ricky's band manager, it's my job to save him some money. So, I thought we could pack some of the band uniforms in here.
Oh, but it's so old and beat up, and it's even got a hole in it.
It's even got a hole in it. I defy anyone to find that hole with a naked eye. I said the naked eye, not two bony fingers. If Ricky wants to use this, I'll patch it up again.
How'd that hole get in there, anyway?
Oh, he bought it from a man who had a seal act.
Oh, fine. Hey, Fred, here's the schedule for Europe. Look, first we go to London, then Paris.
Ah, Paris. Get ready, you cute mademoiselles. Corporal Mertz is going to make his triumphant return.
Fred, you were there 35 years ago.
Yes, but I left a lasting impression. By the way, where's that old uniform of mine?
Now, you're not going to try to put that old thing on.
I just want to see it. It's full of memory.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I got the boat tickets.
Boat tickets. Boy.
Now, all we got to do tomorrow is get our passports.
Yeah, that's all we got to do now is get our passports.
Europe, here we come.
Look out, mademoiselle from Armentiers.
Honey, did you get my naturalization papers?
Yeah, I got them out of the safe deposit box this morning.
How about your birth certificate?
I wired the Jamestown Hall of Records, and they'll send it to me.
Good.
I got mine.
Ethel?
Yep. I had to hunt for it, but I finally found it.
Show it to him, honey.
No.
She doesn't want us to see the year.
Put your finger over the year. Thought they might like to see what Lincoln's signature looks like.
The phone, honey.
Oh, hello. Hey, what's that trunk?
Well, that's my old vaudeville trunk. I thought we could pack the band uniforms in there. Yeah.
Hello? Yes? Oh, just a minute, please. It's a collect call from you from Jamestown Hall of Records.
Oh, must be about my birth certificate. Hello? Yes, I'll take the call. Hello? But there must be some mistake. Well, my maiden name was Lucille McGillicuddy, and I was born in Jamestown. Well, I'm positive. Well, I don't understand. Oh, well, you misunderstood me. Yes, you're looking under the wrong year. Oh, yes, I was born in 19... I was born in 19... 19... Look, you know the year you just mentioned? Well, it's three more years than that. No, 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 not backwards, forwards. Yeah, I'll hang on. They were looking under the wrong year.
Really, honey? What year were they looking under?
19. Oh, no, you don't. Yes? But there must be some mistake. Well, I... All right. Thank you. How do you like that?
What's the matter, honey?
They can't find my birth certificate. There's no record.
Oh, there must be.
Well, there isn't. If I'd known Jamestown was going to be that careless, I'd have been born somewhere else.
Well, honey, you need your birth certificate if you want to get a passport.
Well, what do you want me to do? They never heard of me.
Well, maybe you were never born.
I was, too.
I was was only kidding her.
Of course you were born.
Well, you know it, and I know it, but as far as Jamestown is concerned, the stork just dropped me and didn't tell anybody.
Now, look, honey, why don't you call your mother and ask her about it? What's the matter?
I don't know where my mother is.
The whole family's disappearing right in front of our eyes.
Well, Mother's on an auto trip up in New England or someplace, and she won't be here until the day before you leave. I'm not going to get to go to Europe at all.
Oh, no, honey, let me see. I'll call the passport office. I got their number
right. Bon voyage, everybody.
No, Lucy, it can't be that bad.
You don't know what it's like to be born a missing person.
Hello? Passport office? Look, I'd like some information, please. If you want to get a passport and you can find your birth certificate, what do you do? Passport. Birth certificate. Yes, yes, that's right. Uh-huh. What is it? You get an affidavit from an older living blood relative. Suppose you misplace your older living blood relative. Well, you don't know this family. Oh, I see. Oh, thank you very much. Honey, all you gotta do is find two old friends of your family that remember who you were born and get an affidavit from them.
Oh,
that's all.
Well, I do know a lot of people in jail.
Wait a minute now, that name sounded familiar. No.
You're still on the phone? Who are you talking to?
The Jamestown Hall of Records. Did you say Paul Jones? No. Richard Jones? No. Robert A. Jones? Bob Jones. No.
What are they doing? Reading you the whole directory?
Yes.
What?
Listen, I'll call you back. You scared me.
Are you crazy or something? That'll cost a fortune.
Well, I'm desperate. I can't find a soul in Jamestown that knew me when I was born.
Now, look, honey, wasn't there a doctor there when you were born?
Yes, I called Dr. Peterson, but he's visiting here in New York. His daughter said she tried to get in touch with him and have him call.
Oh, there you are.
No, there I'm not. Even if he does call, and there's a very good chance that he won't, I still need one more witness.
Well, you'll think of somebody. Don't worry.
If I could just think of Helen Erickson's second husband's name.
Helen Erickson?
Yeah, you don't know her. She's a girl who used to live next door to us. She used to babysit with me when my folks wanted to go out. Darn it, she lives here in New York now, too.
Well, I gotta go to the club, honey. I'll see you later.
Her first husband's name was Sears.
You don't suppose her second husband's name could be, No, I guess that's impossible.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. Bye.
Bye. Lucy, has Fred been over here?
No.
Wonder where he is. Well, did you get your witnesses?
No.
Mademoiselle from Armitage Parley-Voo. Mademoiselle from Armitage, she had me kissed the body. Inky dinky Parley-Voo.
Fred, what are you doing in that?
I'm getting ready to burst upon Gay Paree.
Well, that's sure the outfit for it.
Throat needs a little letting out here and there. Now, don't make fun of us, doughboys.
Doughboys?
Whoever put the dough in that boy used too much yeast.
It's a good thing the Kaiser didn't see you in that outfit. He never would have surrendered.
Is that so? Let me tell
That's
you
what... That's it! That's what?
That's Helen's last name, Kaiser. Helen married Sidney Kaiser.
What are you talking about?
Helen Kaiser's a girl who knew me when I was a baby. She can sign one of the affidavits.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Corporal, back to your barracks.
Hut! 2, 3, 4. Hut! Mademoiselle from
Honey, do you think she'll remember you?
Sure, she was like a sister to me. Oh. Hello? I'd like to speak to Helen Kaiser, please. Oh, hi, Helen. This is Lucy Ricardo. I mean Lucille McGillicuddy from Jamestown. Lucille McGillicuddy used to live next door to you? Well, Helen, do you remember a little skinny girl with freckles and red hair? Well, do you remember a little skinny girl with freckles and brown hair? Well, you used to kid me about my bloomers. They were always... Yes, this is Droopy Drawers! time, hasn't it? Well, I tell you why I called, Helen. You see, we're going to Europe, and I can't find my birth certificate, so I have to have someone sign an affidavit saying that they knew when and where I was born. Would you, Helen? Oh, I'd appreciate it so much. Could I come over now? Oh, thank you. Okay, bye.
She's gonna do it.
I'm halfway to Europe.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Listen, I'll be gone about an hour. Will you stay here until I get back?
Why? The baby's in nursery school, isn't he?
In case Dr. Peterson calls. I don't want to miss him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye.
Good luck, droopy drawers.
Oh, come now. A few color changes here and there, and I'm wearing better fitting bloomers. Oh, what a lovely apartment.
Oh, thank you. You know, Lucy, ever since you called, I've been thinking about the old days when we used to live in Jamestown.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah. Lucy, do you remember the time your baby buggy got away from me?
No.
Well, you were only about a year old.
Oh, well, I guess that's why I don't remember it.
Well, anyway, I was pushing your buggy, and I stopped for a minute to go into a candy store. And when I came out, the buggy had rolled all the way down the hill and was out in the middle of the street stopping traffic.
Oh, no! It's a wonder we ever grew up, isn't it? Well, Helen, I just love to sit here all afternoon talking over old times with you, but I guess we better get this affidavit signed,
Oh,
huh?
Yes, okay.
I typed it all up, and it just says that you knew my family for ages and ages, and you remember when I was born.
Oh, good.
And you sign on the bottom line there.
Oh, fine.
I have a pen right here.
Oh, good.
There you are.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hello, Sydney. Darling, I want you to meet an old friend of mine, Lucy Ricardo. This is Sydney.
Hello, Sydney. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to know you, Lucy.
Lucy and I grew up together in Jamestown, and she came over to have me sign an affidavit for her.
Yes, I'm going to Europe. Well, it's the silliest thing. For some reason or other, there is just no record of my being born in Jamestown, so I can't get my birth certificate. So I have to have Helen swear that she remembers when I was born so I can get my passport. You sign on the bottom line there, dear.
Okay.
Well, now, wait a minute, Helen. You can't sign an affidavit just like that.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, an affidavit is sworn testimony. It's testimony taken under oath. That'd have to be witnessed by a notary public.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'll go get a notary public.
No, that won't be necessary. Helen and I can take it down to my office. We'll have it notarized tomorrow and mail it to you.
Sydney is an attorney.
Well, how convenient having one right in the family. They sure come in handy, don't they?
Honey.
Yes.
You can't sign this at all.
I can't?
It says here, Lucy, you were born in 1921.
That's right.
Oh, honey, you always were poor in arithmetic. How old are you?
29.
You'd have to have a pretty good memory. You weren't even born until 1927.
Oh, that's right.
But Helen...
Oh, I thought that said 1931.
Helen?
Yes, dear?
I don't want to contradict you in front of Sydney, and I don't know how you did it if you were just born 29 years ago, but... You were there when I was born.
Lucy, that's impossible.
But, what about the baby buggy? Who was pushing whom?
Oh, darling, you know, Lucy was a regular little mother. She used to push me around when... pushing me around when I was just a eensy-weensy little baby in a buggy.
Oh, Lucy, it must be great for you two to see each other again. Tell me, has Helen changed much since she was a little child?
Not a bit. She just never seems to get any older.
I know what you mean. Ever since we've been married, she seems to be growing younger every day.
Yeah, I guess it's the marriage that did it. You've no idea how much younger she's grown just since you walked into the room.
Lucy, we don't want to keep you. If you want to run along.
Look, Helen... I really need this affidavit, so don't you think maybe you could sign it just for the sake of all those years that I babysat with you?
But that'd be perjury. Lucy, you wouldn't want Helen to lie, would you?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Lucy, I hope you have a nice time in Europe.
It was awfully nice to have met you, Lucy.
Yeah, thanks.
And maybe we'll see you soon?
Oh, yes, you must come over for dinner sometime and bring your mother.
Hi, honey. Dr. Peterson called. He's coming right over.
Swell.
What's the matter?
I'll still need another witness.
Why? What happened with Helen Kaiser?
Helen Kaiser is a dirty rat.
She wouldn't sign the affidavit. Her husband walked into the room, and suddenly she became younger than I am. She wouldn't admit her real age.
You're kidding.
How do you like that?
Oh, dear. What are you going to do now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to let you three trot off to Europe without me, even if I have to stow away.
Oh, Lucy.
You know, this is about the right size at that.
Oh, now, Lucy, not in that trunk.
Why not?
Well, how could you breathe?
There's a hole in it.
Yes, and it matches the one in your head.
Listen, if a seal could live in here, I can.
Oh,
I'm just going to try it on for size.
Oh, Lucy, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's a nice thing to sort of have around in case I can't get...
Oh, honey.
Now, just going to see if I fit in here.
See, I fit like a glove. Yeah, but if the trunk was closed, you wouldn't last 2 minutes.
Oh, I would, too. Go ahead, close it. I'll show you.
Okay, but just to convince you.
Look out, now, let me get my skirt out of the way.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
Oh.
Oh, come on now. It's awful, isn't it?
No, it's very cozy in here.
Cozy?
It is. It's quite comfortable. We should all go to Europe this way and save the fare. Sure, you can get a whole bunch of... Ethel, let me out of here.
I thought...
Hey, it's locked. Wasn't there a key? Well, sure, there's a key. I got it.
I got it. Oh, well, now don't get nervous, honey. Just poke it out through the hole and get you right out of there.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh!
What's the matter?
Ethel, the key's in my pocket and I can't move my arms.
What?
My arms are pinned down to my side.
Oh, Lucy, only you would get yourself locked in a trunk with a key in your pocket.
Don't scold me. I gotta get out of here. I don't want Ricky to come home and find out that I plan to stow away. Go get Fred.
Okay, honey.
Hurry up.
All right, I'll hurry. Now you wait right there.
All right, I'll do that.
Oh, hello, Ricky.
Hi, Ethel. What's the matter?
Oh, you just startled me, that's all.
Where's Lucy?
Why?
Why? Well, I'm married to her and I live here. When I come home, I like to know where she is.
Oh, of course you do. Well, you know, Lucy, she's just liable to be anywhere.
No, no. Oye, quiero ensayar la parte última del drum.
Sí.
You need the music?
No.
Vamos a la parte del final.
La parte
del
final.
El plato, all right?
All right, sí.
Hey, I'll try here on this thing. Go ahead.
Magnífico.
For that, at least the double tempo. You know? Double tempo. That's good. Now the very end of that. Taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka-taka
How's that?
Muy bien, está muy bueno.
This drunk has a pretty good tone.
Muy bueno. Bueno, dice que me tengo que ir ya, chico.
¿Tiene que ir?
Sí, ya está el tiempo.
Well, yo voy contigo allá al Subway. Tengo que comprar un evening paper.
Oh, I thought they'd never leave. Lucy, I can't find Fred anywhere. Lucy? Lucy, are you all right?
Somebody talking to me?
Are you all right? Are you all right?
I can't. can't hear a thing. Ricky just beat out a concerto for piano and trunk.
Oh, I heard it, you poor little thing. Don't bother, I'll get it. Yes?
Lucille McGillicuddy. My gosh, I'd know you anywhere.
Oh, no, I'm not Lucille. I'm Ethel Mertz.
Oh, I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, you must be Dr. Peterson.
Yeah.
Hello, Doc.
Who said that?
Lucy, she's in the trunk.
Oh, hello, hello.
Ethel, go get a notary public.
Where'll I get a notary public?
At the bank.
Okay.
I couldn't sign anything until I'm sure that she's really Lucille McGillicuddy.
Oh, now I am, Dr. Peterson, I am. I'm Lucille McGillicuddy.
Well, I don't know. I thought she was you at first.
Oh, no, no, you can see her. There's a hole right there in the truck. You look right through there. You can see that that's Lucy.
Well, I'll take a look.
Hi.
I can't tell a thing.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute. Here's one of my eyes. Here's my other eye. Here's my nose. Here's my mouth. Put them all together and spell Lucille McGillicuddy.
All that is an eye, a nose, and a mouth. I've seen so many.
Well, I know. Listen, Doc, I was bitten by a cat once on my ear, and you took some stitches in it, remember?
Oh, yep. That I remember. It was Fred Bigelow's cat.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, maybe you can see the scar.
Well, wait a minute. Scar or no scar, you couldn't be Lucille McGillicuddy. She had brown hair.
Look at the roots, the roots.
Oh, never mind, Ethel. It's no use. I'm never going to get out of this trunk as long as I live.
Don't cry, honey. It won't do any good.
Goodness, no. Don't cry.
Ethel, I need a handkerchief.
Oh, all right, honey. Here. Oh, let me have your nose.
Now, will you please go get Fred?
Well, I'll try to find him again. I'll be right back, Dr. Peterson.
Hurry up.
Say, young lady.
What?
I just remembered how you can absolutely identify yourself for me.
How?
Well, when you was a little girl, I taught you a song we sang together. Do you remember?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, if you can sing that song all the way through with me like you used to, you must be Lucille McGillicuddy.
Oh, I can. Just let me think a minute. Oh, yeah. Flies in the buttermilk shoe, fly shoe. Flies in the buttermilk shoe, fly shoe. Flies in the buttermilk shoe, fly shoe. Skip to the loo,
well,
my
darling.
Flies in the sugar bowl shoe, fly shoe. Flies in the sugar bowl shoe, fly shoe. Flies in the sugar bowl shoe, fly shoe.
Skip to my loo, my darling. Little red brown there, little red, little red brown.
What's going on here?
Locked in the trunk, honey. This is Dr. Peterson from Jamestown.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm the doctor who brought your wife into the world.
Oh, you are, eh? Well, I don't know where to thank you or punch you in the nose.
Lucy, what are you doing in that trunk?
Oh, just packing a few things.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean, wait a minute?
Well, maybe we can do this without damaging the trunk.
Oh, Ricky, help him. She was in there when you were beating on the top, did you? Oh, hurry up.
Wait a minute.
Hurry up.
Look out with your hand,
Fred. Is it coming? Is it coming?
Yeah.
Oh, are you all right, honey?
Yeah,
are you all right?
I'll
got it.
Huh?
She's got it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, honey.
All right? Oh, was it awful? Well, it's a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. Hiya, Doc.
Lucy McGillicuddy. I thought you'd be bigger by now.
Will somebody mind telling me what's going on here?
Why, you'll never believe it.
Well, now, I... Whoa.
Thanks, Doc.
I just figured maybe I'd have to stow away if I wanted to get to Europe, and I knew that a seal could live in there, so I suppose maybe I could, and when I tried it on for size, I got locked in it.
What makes you think I wouldn't believe that?
Have you any idea why there is no record of my being born in Jamestown?
Jamestown? You weren't born in Jamestown.
What?
You were born in West Jamestown.
Oh. West Jamestown? Oh, for heaven's sake, you don't know what I've gone through. I didn't even know there was Jamestown.
Honey, it's a special delivery letter there for you.
Honestly, Doc, you don't know what we've gone through. We've been calling the Hall of Records. Well, she wore one solid... Oh, it's from Mother.
What'd she say?
We had car trouble and got stuck overnight in West Jamestown, so I picked this up. Hope you can use it.
What is it?
My birth certificate!
Dr. Peterson was played by Sam Hearn. Helen Kaiser was played by Sheila Bromley. And Sidney Kaiser by Robert Forrest. Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.